As much as Heather Sloane loved a bright New England winter day, chasing a puppy through knee-deep snow in 17 degrees wasn't her idea of fun. Rohan, the runaway puppy, a 12-week-old golden retriever, wasn't quickly tiring of his romp or sticking to the plowed driveway and shoveled walks either. Not a chance. She spotted his tracks, leading through the woods straight for quiet, frozen Echo Lake. She wasn't following a rabbit or deer by mistake. They definitely were puppy tracks. She paused, noting that the trail veered to the right, parallel to the lake. Something must have caught Rohan's attention. A bird, a breeze, a noise. Great. Heather followed the tracks through a deeper drift, but they disappeared under the low-hanging, snow-laden branches of two gnarly hemlocks. Rohan could easily fit under them. She couldn't. The trees grew so close together that trying to squeeze between them meant getting snow down her back. Going around them would risk a delay in finding the tracks again. She was already cold. She wasn't dressed for a puppy rescue. Ankle boots, leather gloves, a wool scarf, and her 3/4-length chocolate-brown wool coat. Why? Of all days, why hadn't she worn her Carhartt jacket and L.L. Bean boots? It wasn't as if her attire would impress Vic Scarlatti, the newly retired diplomat whose renovations she was overseeing. His 1912 lake house was out of sight now, up through the trees past a small guest house. He was searching the garage, shed, and porches. Adrienne Portali, the wine expert daughter of one of Vic's Foreign Service friends, was searching the house, in case Rohan hadn't slipped outside after all. But he had, and he would be in serious trouble in this cold if Heather didn't get to him soon. What was a little snow down her back? With 5 older brothers, it wasn't anything she wasn't used to. They'd had an epic snowball fight on New Year's Day. She plunged between the hemlocks, moving as fast as she could, but there was no way to avoid disturbing the snow clinging to the evergreen branches. She got a spray in her face and a clump down her back and almost lost a boot, but when she emerged on the other side of the hemlocks, she was practically standing in Rohan's tracks. She went still, quieting her breathing as she listened. Her cheeks were numb, and her fingertips and toes ached with the cold. She'd pulled her scarf over her head as best she could in lieu of a hat, but it was loose now, one end dangling down her front. The late January afternoon sky was cloudless, the air as crisp and clear and cold as it had been since the latest storm earlier in the week. She glanced to her left toward the snow-covered lake. Echo Lake wasn't big, but it was one of the largest lakes in out-of-the-way Knightsbridge, Massachusetts. There. Heather spun around at a sound up ahead and forced herself not to move. She listened, positive she heard something besides her own breathing. Yips. A high-pitched, mournful cry. It had to be Rohan.